The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
One of the names you may not know about, and I'm hoping you'll become a lot more familiar with in the Senate race to succeed Rob Portman in the Senate, is Bernie Moreno of Cleveland. And Bernie is someone who I've been aware of for a while. We've never met, but when I watch his Twitter and when I see his campaign website, BernieMoreno.com, he's definitely somebody that I thought you guys would love to get to meet and know. And so, Bernie, thanks so much for your time today. Welcome to 98.9 The Answer and the Bruce Hooley Show.
Well, Bruce, thank you so much for having me.
You know, I love the fact that you celebrate what I celebrate about America: freedom, liberty, individual accomplishment, hard work, work ethic, all those kinds of things. Why don't you just apprise people of your story? You're not native born, but I think that makes your story even better, that you emigrated here from Bogota, Colombia at a very young age.
Yeah. So like you said, my mom moved us here about 50 years ago, packed us up. We moved to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, moved the seven of us, plus my mom and dad, moved into a two-bedroom apartment in Pompano Beach, Florida. We kind of rebooted our lives. We had to learn the language. You know, we came here, I didn't speak a word of English. So the Oppo research, we'll get that out of the way, Bruce. I failed kindergarten. I had to repeat kindergarten. So just so that Josh's team is listening, it's true. I failed kindergarten.
Okay.
But I became a citizen when I was 18. I didn't get to vote for Ronald Reagan, but I grew up on watching him on TV. It was what my dad and I loved talking about. We talked about two things. We talked about politics. We talked about cars. And so I wanted to be in the car business. Went to work for Saturn Corporation as an intern. From there, realized the corporate world really wasn't going to be for me. Way too bureaucratic. You know, you had meetings about meetings. So I met a car dealer from Boston who was, even though I had no experience, I'd never worked in the car dealership in any capacity my entire life, hires me to run his one dealership as the general manager. Made that store his most profitable dealership in his company, grew from six stores to 55, and thought that at that point, the story kind of ends. I'd be there forever. But 16 years ago, Mercedes asked me to buy an underperforming dealership here in Cleveland. So I put every cent I ever had into that business. If you've ever played Angry Poker, where you're all in, right? That was me on that dealership. Took that dealership from being dead last in the central region to number one, not only for Mercedes, but for any luxury brand. It was the most awarded Mercedes dealership in the country. And the reality is, Bruce, because I never forgot who was in charge, who was the client walking through the front door. And I think on politics, politicians always forget who's in charge. They think they are, and it's the voter that's in charge. And believe me, that would be the big difference with me in D.C. So I did that, sold the dealerships 2 years ago, started a technology company using blockchain to digitize car titles. Again, that's where the story should end. I sail off into the sunset. But what I've seen happen in this country over the last 14 months and over the last 4.5 months since Joe Biden has become president has shocked me to the point where I feel we have to do something. And when I look at the direness of the situation combined with the mediocrity of the other candidates that are running for this race, I felt like I had to put myself out there and do this because I need to be a part of fixing this country and getting our country back.
Bernie Moreno is our guest. He's running to succeed Rob Portman in the U.S. Senate on the Republican side. He'll be in the primary with Jane Timken, with Josh Mandel. Bernie, you know, the thing that I like about your story is that it does mirror in many ways Donald Trump's story. And it really mirrors what our government was meant to be, which is successful people who take a break from their success out of gratitude for the country that they grew up in, serve the country, and then go back to their lives. We've gotten into career politicians here. And so what was the tipping point that you said, no, if I want things to change, I have to be a driver of change?
When I was growing up in South Florida and I'd come from Colombia, we'd go back a lot because obviously we had a lot of family there. And when you grew up in Colombia and you met somebody from Venezuela, the Venezuelans were the smart ones, the educated ones, the wealthy ones. It was an amazing country of incredible wealth. I mean, just natural resources like crazy. And now today, of course, Bruce, if you go to Venezuela, it's literally a failed state. Mm-hmm. There is no country in Venezuela. And there's one reason only that happened is because of socialism. And by the way, just yesterday, a socialist that's even worse than Hugo Chavez was just elected in Peru. So this ideology spreads. It's like it's worse than cancer. And I see that coming from the political left. You know, the Democratic Party is not the Democratic Party that I knew when I was growing up. This is a hard left, socialist bent, craven, power hungry group of people. And they will take this country over the edge, and we will be more like China than America. And that was the trigger. That was the moment when I said, I cannot sit idly by and allow the country that gave me and my family everything and just watch it be destroyed. My granddaughter, my first grandbaby, was born on April 6th when I announced my campaign. And this is as much about the country that she'll have as it is about the country that I had.
Well, that's exactly my mindset, too, and my role here. I have three daughters, and I want them to grow up in the country that I grew up in, so I certainly share your heart on that. We're talking with Bernie Moreno, candidate for the U.S. Senate. He's taking time away from his life to do this, and you've said, look, I'm not taking PAC money. I'm going to do this the hard way, but the honest way. I really appreciate that. What moved you to do that?
Well, you know, part of what's happened is that, and again, let's be frank, the Chinese Communist Party has invaded all forms of our society. They've pretty much taken over a lot of our big corporations. If you think about Apple, Apple is really a Chinese company with a U.S. marketing arm. And these woke corporations that we normally think of as supporting conservative and Republican causes have been hijacked by these woke HR departments, compliance departments, and I'm not interested in having them think I owe them anything. You know, I'm going to go to D.C. not owing anybody any favors. I'm only going to owe one constituency favors, which is the 11 million people of Ohio, and I'm going to work for them. I'm not going to be bound by any kind of special interest. So I said right from the beginning, back in April, no corporate PAC money. And I think you saw Ted Cruz announce that about a month later and a few others that have done that. We have to let the voters know we are going to go down to D.C. to work for them. They're tired of politicians that say one thing and do another, that go down to D.C. and sell them out. You go through cities, whether it's Lorain, Ohio, Youngstown, Ohio, and you see Republicans and Democrats who sold these cities out to the Chinese Communist Party. I won't do that. We've got to get those manufacturing and supply chains jobs back in the United States and in Ohio.
Bernie Moreno is our guest. You can follow him on Twitter, at Bernie Moreno, and you should go to his website and become more familiar with his position on the issues. That's BernieMoreno.com. You say on your website, Bernie, that you want to preserve the gains of the Donald Trump presidency. I don't have to tell you how important Donald Trump remains in the Republican Party, and I always said I loved his policies. I could lighten up on a bit of the personality at times. So in a race where it's very clear, Jane Timken is courting Donald Trump's approval, Josh Mandel is courting it. Jane Timken's never been elected to public office, but she certainly is a career politician. Josh Mandel is. How do you crack through that particular challenge and get to Donald Trump, get Donald Trump's blessing? You can win without it, but it would certainly help you to have it.
Yeah, I am a full throttle supporter of the agenda that Donald Trump laid out for the country, the stuff that we've just been talking about, energy independence, trade, bringing the companies back to the U.S., standing up to China, having deregulation, a tax environment that encourages growth, stopping socialism in its tracks. I think that's all part of the America First agenda. I think the difference between me and the other candidates is pretty straightforward, Bruce. Every politician will tell every single one of your listeners what they want to hear. That's not going to be different for me than anybody else. The difference is you got to go back and say, what have you done? Not what have you said, what have you done? And have you had success in actually doing things? And I think in those two metrics, the track record of success and actions that speak louder than words, that's where the distinguishing factor is for me than any of my opponents. I've been involved in this work for a long time. This isn't something that I just picked up on 2 months ago when I decided to run for public office. I've been at this for a long time, and I've had success. And I think that's the difference between myself and the other candidates.
I think you have a lot of things that distinguish you. And one of the things certainly that is unique is that you are a staunch conservative and you're located. And I know because I spent a lot of my professional life in Cuyahoga County at the Plain Dealer for 18 years and at ESPN Cleveland for 5. You're in one of the least friendly areas for someone who has your political viewpoint, although you've certainly excelled in business amid being outnumbered. So would I be wrong to say that something that would perhaps serve you well in terms of being able to relate to people who think differently than you do politically?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been involved in the community for, like I said, 16 years. I got the Humanitarian Award from the Diversity Center for Northeast Ohio. I've gotten the CSU President's Award. And this is something that it shows that even though I'm a very, very strong conservative, I know how to work with others to get things done. You eventually do have to get things done, and you have to be able to convince others and bring them along. Now, with that said, there's elements of the hard left. There's no point in talking to them. There's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. I'm not going to be impolite to them in D.C., but I'm not have any impression that I can work on anything meaningful with them. But there are others that you can sway. I think there's a lot of people who are conservatives at root. You just have to show them why the power of our ideas are better than their policies that just do not work.
Bernie Moreno is our guest. He is running for the U.S. Senate on the Republican side to succeed Rob Portman here on 98.9 The Answer. His website is BernieMoreno.com. His Twitter is at Bernie Moreno. And Bernie, as we wrap up, one of the things that I have kind of found as my niche here is, and I've been honestly very discouraged but emboldened by it, is the level to which the radical left has ingrained its ideas in our universities, in our high schools, school boards, the local level, the prevalence of critical race theory and critical race theory concepts, the prevalence of sexualizing our kids, trying to twist their minds on gender reassignment surgery, things of this nature. We've almost lost the battle on the pro-life issue, even though it's a battle that I will fight tooth and nail to the end, and I would assume that you would as well. But what would you say to people who say, wow, if I could use a rural term, horse is out of the barn and they've won the long game and it might be too late for us to win on the issues that we prioritize and hold dear?
So, Bruce, I'd say to you that I'm a very optimistic person and I don't think the battle's lost at all. I think what you're going to see in the next election is I've never seen a more engaged electorate than we're seeing today. We will get our country back. I think that's the one thing Joe Biden was right about, is that this election was about the soul of our country. We will get the soul of our country back. We will win this fight. In terms of life, let me just say, as conservatives and as Republicans, if we can't fight for life, we shouldn't fight for anything else. There's nothing more important than that, period. When it comes to critical race theory, you know, sadly, that's the person who actually came up with that idea is from Canton, Ohio. She went to Harvard and got her law degree there. That's the kind of nonsense that happens at these elite institutions that have these gigantic endowments that are ones that saddle our students with massive debt. We need to remove this tax-exempt status from those institutions immediately. They should not be skirting income taxes and building their endowments tax-free. That's insane. Obviously, education should always be a state and local issue. My role in D.C. will be to play defense and make certain that we don't have bureaucrats that want to federalize education, but we can, to the extent that that funding exists in D.C., cut it off for schools who want to indoctrinate our kids with lies. To take a child who's as innocent as can get and teach them that there's something inherently bad with them, that their color of their skin makes them bad one way or the other, is a crime. That is absolute child abuse. And we need to fight in local elections with school boards and at every level to get that message out there. We will not, you know, being a kid's already hard enough. Bruce, you've raised kids. I've raised kids. We want to add that layer of complexity. It's cruel, and it's all about craven politics, and we have to stop it.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I affirm you in your quest. I appreciate that you're willing to sacrifice your time and your other endeavors to devote yourself to this. I wish you well in your campaign, and I thank you very much for your time today.
Bruce, thank you for having me, and thank you for doing what you're doing. Spreading this word is really important. And as one of your listeners, thank you.
It is 5:51 on the Bruce Hooley Show, thanks to Bernie Moreno. We will replay that interview for you at 6:33. If you got in late, if you did not know, we had U.S. Senate candidate Bernie Moreno on the show. We'll replay that for you at 6:30 tonight. You do not need me to replay the website or phone number for MyPillow, do you? Don't you know by now it's MyPillow.com or that it's 1-800-856-9340? You should know. But have you not ordered, please? What are you waiting for? I'm telling you that I was skeptical like you, but I got to lay my head on a MyPillow, And that convinced me, yeah, this sounds like a really good pillow, and it actually feels like a really good pillow. And having slept on it now for 2 years, I can tell you it is a fantastic pillow. You'll get it for $29.98 for the Queen Premium. If you order now and use my promo code Bruce at MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, or 800-856-9340. Don't forget, for Father's Day, the MyPillow slippers, they are 40% off. Giza Dream bed sheets and the MyPillow mattress topper, among their many other items. They have pet beds, they have robes, they have towels. Mike Lindell, great patriot, American-made items. Support him, please. And get something for the dad in your life that will be the hit of Father's Day. MyPillow.com, promo code Bruce. Now, the theme of our show today is, what are you prepared to do? Are you prepared to not get fast food at Burger King now that they are blatantly anti-God? Are you prepared to run for school board? Well, are you prepared to go to school board meetings? In Loudoun County, Virginia, the parents are getting very active. Yesterday, we told you the story of Tanner Cross, who was a teacher in the school and said he would not abide by the school board's mandatory policy to refer to children by their preferred pronouns. Now, he's going to refer to them by the pronoun that matches their biological reality. Well, Tanner Cross got suspended for that, and he got reinstated yesterday by a judge. There was a meeting in the aftermath of his reinstatement of the school board, and a teacher like Tanner Cross, emboldened, was addressing the school board. Her name is Lilith Venetian.
Fairfax County Public School teacher, and I'm going to give a message of encouragement to parents and teachers and students who are too afraid to come and speak forward. Parents, the longer that you wait and you don't hold your child's schools accountable, gives these guys more time to dictate what's best for your child's physical, mental, and emotional health. Don't be afraid to speak out for your kids because they are voiceless and they rely on you. You should be afraid of them rooting for socialism by the time they get to middle school. Teachers, it may seem that our careers have come to a dead end, but I'm here to remind you, we don't work for the school board. We work to mold the next generation of well-rounded American patriots. So don't give up, because it is up to us. Students, you are on the front lines of these indoctrination camps. Challenge the staff when you are presented with a ludicrous statement, and do not allow anybody to tell you that you cannot accomplish anything because of your skin color, or to hate yourself because of your skin color. Students, it is up to you to be the next generation of victims or victors. And finally, to the board, this isn't over, and your policies are just as...
Nick Goffer,
they just could not wait to mute her microphone. She had 90 seconds, and they didn't want to hear what she had to say, but they had to, because that's their policy. Now, it should be noted, there are many other parents at this same meeting who were stepping up, standing up, speaking out in favor of critical race theory. Look, you're going to have to be willing to look people you know and maybe like and maybe have friendships with and choose truth over the continuance of those relationships. I always tell people when they go, what if it costs me a friend? I always say, if it does, you'll meet better friends. It's cost me friends. I had a couple guys that I knew for 30 plus years. They think differently than I do politically. Okay, fine. I reached out to them one day to ask them to explain a mindset on an issue that I do not have, but I wanted to fully understand. Within an exchange of two text messages, I was sworn at by one on the phone and told on a text message by the other, don't ever reach out to me again. I don't enjoy the end of those friendships, but I'm not going to be silenced by the fact that we differ, because I'm standing up for my daughter's future, your kid's future, the world I want to grow up in. I've stolen this from Andrew Klavan, whose podcast I listen to fairly regularly. I don't know where he stole it. If he came up with it, great. But you should remember this. because it's true, and we cling to things that are true. And the truth is, you may lose the fight, but you will never win a surrender. You never will win a surrender. And it's daunting, as I said to Bernie Moreno, when you look at, man, the ground we have to make up on these issues. I mean, this crazy, evil darkness and perversity that has dominated the mindset at Ohio State University and the Moritz College of Law and the Kerwin Institute and the garbage that they're forcing people to watch for 4 hours at this. Why is it so hard to talk about race? And they're not interested in answering that question. They're only interested in telling you why your ethnicity either makes you an oppressor or makes you oppressed. So I get it. The fight's daunting. But the importance of it should embolden you and carry you through the difficulty. So don't be cowed. Stay strong.